we are challenged as a democracy to prove to ourselves and to the world that tolerance is not only an ideal, but a practical possession of all Americans.
I believe that America will prove that democracy is not merely a form of government bound to a good constitution, but also a way of life supported by a people who have a good tradition, a tradition of moral strength. And the fate of the human race is more than ever dependent on its moral strength today.
Bigotry and hatred are not the most urgent problems. The most shameful and the most tragic problem is silence.
These are the times, said Thomas Paine, that try men's souls. And they're trying ours now. This is a fateful moment in the history of the West.
Our lives no longer belong to us, no longer belong to us alone. They belong to all those who need us desperately.
So in our thinking of this fight against anti-Semitism, we're not fighting just, and I put again just in quotation marks, for our security, but we're fighting, I think, for the future of our country and for all democracies.
And the dehumanization of any group based on their differences are the foundations of fascism. It's an old playbook, but it's been dusted off and being widely distributed today.